Plug those headphones in. It's time for Ireland's only interactive podcast, the multi-award-winning Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy.
You're very welcome to this latest Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian and Jeremy, recorded live at our studio at the White Sands Hotel in Portmarnock in North County Dublin. If you happen to be in the Portmarnock area, why not pop by the White Sands Hotel? The Oasis Bar and Grill below our studio is well worth popping into. They have a fantastic menu, a great atmosphere, great bar, great staff, great everything actually. They have carvery of the weekends and also live music most weekend evenings. So pop along to the Oasis Bar and Grill here at the White Sands Hotel in Portmarnock in North County Dublin. So what do we want to talk about on this latest episode of Opinions Matter? Well, a journalist in the UK has caused a lot of anger and upset, especially amongst the overweight community, by suggesting that airlines start weighing passengers at check-in and charging them extra according to their weight. Now, he was reacting to the recent news that airline Finnair has decided to introduce this. They were accused of fat-shaming, even though they're only weighing people for weight distribution reasons. Now, this journalist said, it's right to make fat people pay extra to fly, which, by the way, Finnair aren't doing. But he said, it's right to make fat people pay extra to fly. They're worse than screaming babies. Which, I have to be honest, is
a little bit harsh. I've sat beside both on flights. I've sat beside screaming babies. That's no fun. But at least you can put your noise-cancelling headphones on and you won't hear them. And I've sat beside fatties on planes as well. And
we're going to go down that road. We're going to be really immature about this conversation. Fatties.
Fat, overweight customers.
Okay.
Just shortening it down. Flat passengers. And it's not comfortable at all. In fact, the last time I sat beside a fat passenger on a plane, luckily it was a short flight. It was back from London. And this person, God love him, I don't know what his issue was, probably overeating, but he was literally spilling out over my seat, like I couldn't even get my seatbelt towards him, and sweating profusely as well for the air flight. And I just found it, okay, here's the thing. I probably wouldn't have as much of a gripe about this if what happened to me 2 weeks ago didn't happen. I never told you about this, did I?
No, 2 weeks ago, what? You were coming home from your holidays?
Coming back from Fuerteventura 2 weeks ago.
Mm-hmm.
And we thought that we had the bags weighed properly because we brought one of those little things. Brought them to the airport and realised that one of the bags was over. I can't even remember how many kgs it was over.
How much did you have to pay?
Now, she paid it. She was very pissed off because it was a load of shite that I'd bought for the kids to bring back. I think it was something like 48 euros.
It was okay, so it was 4 kilos was, over then.
Yeah.
It's 12 euro a kilo. Yeah,
I didn't
yeah.
even know that. It was just it was an embarrassment at the check-in. And she paid the money and we were both angry. We were 50 quid down, we were. And as I'm loading the bags up onto the baggage drop-in and we're going to the checkout gates, I see the people behind me, the family behind me. And it's a family of fat people. And it's a wife, a husband, and two kids. And the husband and wife, as is generally the case, if one is fat, the other is generally fat as well, because it's a fat household. That's generally how it works in these cases. The mother and father were obese. They weren't just fat, they were obese. The children were overweight as well, were ridiculously overweight. And I thought to myself, there's me after paying 48, 49 euro, because my bag was a couple of kilograms overweight. Put it this way.
Okay, but there are the rules, okay? Your case is overweight.
My point is, my bags were as overweight as one of their chins were. I'm not being flippant here. I'm not being smart.
Who has a 4 kilo chin?
Oh, this couple did. Maybe not a chin. Okay, Gus, okay?
Mm-hmm.
My bag was as overweight as his gut. And I know that for a fact because he was a big...
Okay, he was big, yeah, he was fine.
Big unit, yeah. And I thought to myself, how in God's name is that fair? Airline fuel, the reason you have to pay excess fees for baggage is because airline fuel costs a lot of money. And the heavier the plane, the more fuel they use. And if you were to calculate how many kilograms over the normal weight, so say a normal weight for a man is what, 80 kgs or something?
Well, there is no normal weight, is
there?
Well,
there's a healthy weight or whatever. I'm just thinking I'm probably between 70 and 80, would I be? So
what are you saying? That you get charged per kilo over...
If you were to look at us, because I was like a lunatic, to the point that she has to say to me, will you calm down? Just we've paid the money now, go through. But my point is, this family, this overweight family... we're probably the equivalent of 20 kgs over, which is two full overhead bags in your luggage, yeah?
You're talking about human beings here, by the way. No, you're not talking about a case.
No, we're talking about weight. We're talking about weight.
We're talking about human beings as well.
Yeah. We're talking about weight. And there were probably two carry-on bags over the... So why did I have to pay 48 quid because my bag was a bit over... and because of a bit of luggage, and they had to pay the same as me. Now, can anybody?
So what are you? Are you saying that people who arrive at the airport, you rock up, you drop your bag off, you weigh your bag, yeah, and what, you hop on the weighing scales as well?
Oh, I think it could be done so easy. They do it. I have to be weighed before going on a helicopter journey. I think it was the Grand Canyon. Where you have to be weighed before you get on the helicopter. They need to
That's
know
because there's only four people on the thing.
Yeah, but they need to know. They need to know.
They need to distribute it, yeah.
Distribute the weight. I don't see why I had to pay extra for my carry-on bags and a family that were probably collectively overweight in excess of 20 kgs. So what the airline should do is they should say, okay, so the average weight for a male should be 80 kgs. Okay, so that's the standard. Mm-hmm. 80 kgs, yeah? And if you're over that... then you get charged accordingly. Like, why?
What, 12 euro a kilo?
Okay, well, my daughter's...
she's be an expensive holiday.
Well, you lose a bit of weight then. My daughter's ticket on the airline was cheaper than mine. Why is that?
I don't actually know.
Well, it's plainly obvious why it is.
Why?
So my four-year-old didn't pay as much on the plane ticket as I had to.
Well, I've never understood why, though. She's taking up the same seat.
She takes up a seat, but she doesn't take up as... my daughter does not weigh the same as a grown man. That's the reason. And... It's a very simple thing. I think this would actually encourage people to lose weight as well. I think this would actually encourage people.
So the fat shaming of arriving at the airport and having to stand on the weighing scales and then them coming over, sir, to get on this plane will cost you 72 euros.
Well, they're not going to...
is that what you want?
No, I don't want alarm
bells. Jeez, how humiliating.
No, I don't want alarm bells going off in Terminal 2. I'm never going, ding, 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 ding. Fassy checking in. Fassy on aisle two. No, it can be done discreetly. But you stand on the scales... and literally it weighs you.
And then it ticks out on the screen, you need to pay 72 euro to fly.
It's no more embarrassing than what I had to do in Fuerteventura Airport.
You're talking about a suitcase, not a human being.
Taking toys out of the bag and all that. That's all I think. I'm not fat shaming at all.
Well, you are. You literally, that is the definition of fat shaming. Standing on a weighing scales and having to pay an extra bill because of your weight.
If it's done in a discreet way.
How can you do that discreetly? Okay, so everybody steps on the weighing scales.
I mean, just look at the anger coming in. Andrea, Jeremy, with the size of your mouth, you'd be charged every time. Shame on you. People struggle with their weight every day.
Yeah.
Well, losers then. I hate this bullshit about people struggle with their weight every day. Get out and walk if you're struggling with your weight. Now, I'm not talking about the 5% of people who are overweight because of a predetermined medical condition.
You're either overweight or you're not.
Well, no, there's people who can't help being overweight. If you have a medical condition, if you are disabled and you can't walk, obviously you're going to be overweight, okay? But if you are overweight because of your poor lifestyle choices, that's all. Stop being so sensitive, okay? I don't...
That message is right. People struggle with their weight every day and you want them, when they arrive at the airport, to be penalised and punished because they're carrying more weight than you.
Oh, fat shaming.
But that's what it is.
No, it's actually... I'm going to flip
you. You said, for those of you who lose a bit of weight, that is literally shaming people into doing it.
No, it's actually going to flip it on its head. It's not fat shaming. What it's actually doing is encouraging a healthy lifestyle.
By shaming people.
Who's shamed? Who's shamed?
Leslie has been in touch.
Hey, guys. It's a tough one, if I'm being honest. An obese person or a crying, whinging child, I think I'd probably pick the child because they really wouldn't be like touching off me or bouncing off me or breathing on me or anything. And then I'd probably offer to help, maybe like take the child off whatever parent was sitting beside me, or I'd probably like try and play a little game with the child or try and do something to help the parent and the child to stop it from being upset. Whereas you can't really stop an obese person from squishing you. Okay, thanks. Bye.
I'm going to play this WhatsApp voice note. It kind of needs a translator. This is Brady, who's got an extremely strong Scottish accent, but give it a go anyway.
Okay, right. I'm on the plane at Sunny Beach. I'm in the aisle seat. The two spare seats are in the window in the middle, and the door's about to shut at the front. So I'm thinking to myself, excellent. There's nobody going to be sitting there. I'm going to move out of the window. Great. On the door closing, these two guys, well, a man and his wife, walked in. He gestures at me with two fingers to move out, and I says, you mean excuse me? So anyway, he squeezes by me, in fact, I had to get up. He's sitting at the window, the woman's in the middle. Next thing you know, I'm actually there. She's practically sitting and tapping me. I'm at the side of the aisle, sideways, trying to get the table down in front, but I couldn't get the table down because she's got her elbow in the way. So the next thing you know, we're all buckling up, and I see the guy pulls out two seatbelt extensions, one for him and one for his missus. And the next thing you know is they get told off because they weren't issued seatbelts. Next thing you know after that, we get delayed for about an hour. He pulls out the menu and then reads it one by one. One by one to his wife, saying, I fancy this, I fancy that. Eventually, that get over and done with. Next thing you know, he pulls out this hold all for I don't know where, and pulls out sweeties, wine gums, chocolate bars, bounties a lot, and starts scoffing them in front of me. All the time that somebody's walking up and down the plane, bumping into my head or bumping into my shoulder, because I'm practically sitting on the side of the aisle. You know what I mean? So that was my flight. So I had 3.5 hours of that. So I think you should charge them. Jesus.
Now, as I said, we will provide a translation for that message at a later stage. I understood a lot of what he said, but not all of it. Anyway, we're talking about the fact that a journalist in the UK has caused a lot of anger and upset, especially amongst the overweight community, by suggesting that airlines start weighing passengers at check-in and charging them extra according to their weight. Lola, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Lola?
Hey, I'm good. Thank you, guys. How are you?
Yeah, good, thank you. Well, should people be charged for being overweight?
I think it should start at when you're booking. I definitely agree with Jeremy's stuff and the other guy who was talking just there. Well, I think, being honest with you, okay, when you're looking at an airplane, you've got basically three seats normally together and you have a hand thing in between. If you don't fit in between that, absolutely, there should be, but it should be at when you book your own tickets online that your kilos, if you're over a certain weight, you're not shamed at the airport, but you need an extra seat because it's not okay to have an overweight person that is taking up basically 1.5 seats. You can't fit them in. Also, planes are basically managed to only hold a certain amount of, you know, cargo. So they have to allocate for that. So if someone is obesely overweight, I'm talking about obesely overweight, that they cannot fit between the barrier and give the other person room, absolutely they should be charged for two tickets. And I think they should, out of respect.
Okay, you know, is that not literally the definition of fat shaming?
No, I don't think it is at all. I think it's you're running a business, so why should a business have to give up a seat? And why should, so how, just say for example, if I was to sit in a three-seater line on an airplane with two obese, morbidly obese people, and I don't have any room, that they actually took up the three chairs and I couldn't have the handrail down. No, absolutely not. I think it's absolutely not fat shaming. I think it's absolutely perfectly correct.
Okay, so where do you pay this extra charge? Do you pay?
So I would say go onto the website. So the website's the website, whatever you're booking from, would say ask your kilos of your body weight. Mm-hmm. If you're over a certain number of kilos, you are going to have to require two seats.
Okay, somebody decides they're not going to tell the truth. So let's say the average weight is 80. 80 kilos and you're 90 kilos, you don't tell the truth. You say you're 80
kilos. Well, no, I'm talking about like morbidly obese, you know, like we've got a load of fat people going around, you know what I mean? I'm talking about like mega fat, like, you know.
Okay, so somebody is huge, but they tell
once you can sit within the seat.
Exactly.
Once they can sit within the seat and the other person has the arm rest between them.
Okay, so if you're talking about male versus female, Adrian, let's just give an example. So any man over a 38-inch waist would spill over a seat. Okay, if you've over a 38-inch waist.
38-inch?
38-inch waist,
jeez,
yeah.
I don't know how big you think 38 inches is.
38 is fairly big. Well, I'm 34 and I have a bit of belly on me. What are you?
I would just say once you can sit in the seat, yeah, and give the other person room, you're
somebody
fine.
Somebody with a 38 waist to be well able to fit in a seat,
okay,
for God's sake.
A woman's
48 waist, maybe.
Okay,
I'm talking about like someone who is massively obese.
Okay, but again, my question is, where do you provide this information? Do you provide this
on the website?
Okay,
on the website. And so if it's false information, then that's your own fault.
No, that's what I was about to say. So you tell a lie, you don't admit your proper weight, and you rock up at the airport and you rock onto the plane.
It's your own fault.
No, but what I'm asking you is, at what point does the airline say, "Oi, you didn't fill out your correct weight"?
No, you have to. But then that's up to the person. Then it's not the airline's fault.
No, that's not what I'm. I am asking, how does the airline enforce this? They're going to charge.
Well, it can do it with luggage. So and luggage.
Yeah, there's actually a really good thing I saw on the internet the other day. Do you know, like a woman, people started doing this for flying. They're actually pretending they're pregnant, and they get these. You can buy these belly things now, and you can put your luggage into it, and you can go onto the airline. Okay, that's like weight as well. But I'm talking about seat weight. You know.
I know what you're talking about, but I'm asking, how do you enforce it? And if it's not on the website,
when you buy your ticket,
you
clarify what weight you are,
and that's fine.
You don't get on.
You're not listening to me. So you put in your weight, but it's not the accurate weight. You tell a lie, and then you arrive at the airport. At what point does the airline say, "Oh, you're much fatter than it says here on this form"?
The staff discreetly would have to be able to say the family that were behind.
Yeah, because they'd see it.
The family that were behind me in Fuerteventura, Adrian, even Stevie Wonder would have been able to see that they were overweight. These were a big, big, big family. Now, when you pay your rubbish weight, a lot of people, the rubbish, they get charged by the weight of the bins, don't they?
Yep.
So, do you hear people screaming about that?
But
it makes standard sense. The heavier things are, the more expensive.
Fuel costs. Airlines are losing out then.
The reason people have a problem with this is the mere thought of being weighed in a public place and then having to pay extra money.
Then they should pay for the two seats in advance. Yeah. Simple. Is it not actually more shameful to have to go through that in an airport than just be like, actually, it's more manners to say that, actually, do you know what? I am overweight. I'm not going to fit in the seat and I'm going to pay for two seats. No one gets upset.
Okay, so you believe that the people who are obese should have to pay more on an aeroplane. End of.
If they cannot fit into the standard seat and give the other passengers room, absolutely, 100%.
Okay, stay with me for a second, Lola, if you can, please. Our number is 085-825-2626. If you would like to get involved in this, James has been on to us.
I hate to admit that I agree with Jura on this one. A simple charge for heavier people makes sense. So it does.
For years, by the way, we've been working together and people always start a sentence by, I hate to agree with Jeremy on this. Why
I don't
is
know
that?
Why people say it, because I'm the voice of reason. I'm not saying anything that is out there. All I'm saying is, in all walks of life, people get paid because of size. By the way, if you go to, and the only people that have a problem with this are fat people, by the way. If you go to any theme park in America, I'm sure most of you have been to Orlando or to Tampa, what's it called, Busch Gardens or whatever. Every single roller coaster, before you get on a roller coaster or any ride in an American theme park, they have a seat that you have to sit in beforehand. And if you don't fit into that seat,
you're not getting on the roller coaster.
Not because a lot of, and this just shows you.
Well, obviously, because you can't physically get into the seat.
Yeah, and you can't even push the bar down. And I've seen people being turned away. I'm sorry, if I was going on to a roller coaster in America and I couldn't fit in the seat. That would be my wake-up call to go, being fat, being overweight, lads, and you can throw all the excuses at me as you want, being overweight is not healthy.
Okay, so by doing that, you are literally shaming people into losing weight. That's what fat shaming is. That is the mere definition of it.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is. Debbie, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Debbie?
Hi, Adrian. Come here, I'll tell Jeremy this. Not all of us need somebody like him to fat shame us to tell us to lose weight. I've been trying to lose weight for decades, and you could walk, run, eat salads, and it still won't budge. The weight won't budge. So it's a bit.
Well, according to Jeremy, all you have to do is get out for a walk and you'd be grand.
I didn't say that.
You did say that.
Try living my word, Jeremy. Try living my word. I've tried everything.
Well, Debbie, if you're carrying a load of extra weight, Jeremy believes you should be charged extra money when you get on an aeroplane.
Well, I'll give you a story, Adrian. There in March, I was flying from JFK to Vegas on Delta. Now, Delta seats are kind of built for the Americans, and there are a bit of a big size. And I fit it comfortably into it now for somebody who's a size 18. Now, this couple got on just after us, and they were easily the two of them must weigh about 700 pounds between them. The woman had to be wheeled onto the way the plane because she couldn't walk. She was that big. And it took them about 20 minutes for them to get her into the seat. And the husband had the seat beside her. And it was an uncomfortable time for us to look at. So I could only imagine how they felt. Anyway, the pilot came out and explained to them, their man, that he'd have to move to the other side of the plane. There was a spare seat there that he could sit in. And he was, luckily enough, he was on his own in it.
Okay, and that was literally for weight distribution.
This man must have been about at least 300 odd pounds. He was huge, got him. And the woman was the same. Now, it would have made sense. I think they should have a disclaimer when you're booking a ticket that passengers who are seen to be over like a certain amount could be subjected to an extra charge or will have to buy two seats.
Okay, let me ask you then. Do you fit comfortably into an average Ryanair seat?
No, I do. But I did a couple of years ago and I was going flying with Ryanair. I was a little bit heavier and I had to get a seatbelt extender. This time, I'd say I would have trouble fitting into an average Ryanair seat. And I'm only 50-inch stone. I'm 50-inch stone. I'm not what you call like heaviest people I was describing. But, I mean, I think there should be some sort of thing for anyone who's like 300 pounds or whatever. It's not fair on the person that's sitting beside. It's not fair on themselves.
15 stone is, I just worked, it's 90, and I'm not fat shaming you. Whatever size you are, that's your own business. I don't have a problem with people being overweight, okay? I don't have a problem. It's your own.
You just want to charge them more on the plane.
It's your own personal choice. But I'm saying that's 95 kilograms. So you are probably a check-on bag heavier than I am, okay, as in, you know, one of those 10-kilogram check. You're probably an overhead bag heavier than I am. So why did I have to pay for that extra bag on the flight on the way home?
Because you were overweight.
Because I'm overweight, at the end of the day, I can't I've been overweight, Jeremy. I have a medical problem.
You said at the start, Jeremy, but in the same breath, you're telling this woman that she is a hand luggage bag, a 10-kilo bag, heavier than you are. But we'll take that argument then the rest of the way. Should Debbie have to pay more than you?
If she can prove that it's because of a medical condition, which it clearly
is. So now to get on a plane, you have to bring a doctor's cert. Listen to how ridiculous. That's disgusting, that
is. It's not because some obesity is because of, and I said this 10 minutes ago, rewind back the podcast if you don't think I said it, is because of an underlying health condition. Maybe you have
But what I'm saying is, if you don't want to pay the extra money, bring your doctor's cert with you.
Yeah, I don't see why
that's
not.
That's absolute bullshit.
Well, no, people bring doctor's certs.
No,
it's not. Well, is it wrong for people to have to bring doctor's certs to say they have a nut allergy to get on a plane? People do that all the time. People bring.
That's to stop you dying.
No, it's the exact same thing. The point is, the majority, would you agree, Debbie, that the majority of people who are grossly overweight, it's because of bad lifestyle? The majority of people, not you. But
a lot of them are. And I tell you, as I said, like, saw with these two people on the plane going in the States. They were sitting there, and like the Scottish fella said, these were taken out, bags full of, there must have been in the duty-free raid and all the sweets, because they took out and were eating bags full of sweets. You know, so it's easy to see why they were that size. But at the same, like, they should have a disclaimer for anyone that a certain, like over a certain weight, that you may be required to pull to the next seat.
Okay. Okay. So you're agreeing to an extent, particularly for people who physically don't fit into one seat.
Yes.
Okay. But again,
I can imagine if that happens with Ryanair, they would be charging anyone over seven stone. You know, because that'd be another way for them to make money.
No, I wouldn't disagree. Lola, let me just come back to you for a second. So here's a lady who admits that she is overweight, not grossly overweight. Would you charge her extra money?
If she can't sit in the seat properly, yes. Yes, I would.
Now, on that, Debbie, you're nearly in agreement that if you physically can't sit into one seat comfortably, then you should be charged more money.
Well, if you're going to spill into the seat next year, I think people should be encouraged to buy two seats then.
I agree.
And I know a lot of plus size influencers that actually say, look, buy two seats. Don't be putting yourself to that point to pay. Have a bit of consideration.
Something just popped into my head.
It's shameful for that person as well, having to go through that.
Lad, something just popped into my head there and I Googled it, and it is actually the case. Now, Adrian's going to say this is disgraceful and discrimination. Did you know, Adrian, that when you die, the heavier you are, the more expensive the coffin is going to be?
Oh, that would make sense. Yeah, because
makes sense.
There'd be more material in it.
Oh, God, that makes sense.
There's more actual material in it.
It only took a half an hour, boys and girls, for the penny to drop into Adrian's little brain.
What?
That more material costs more money. Is it not disgraceful that the person in that coffin...
I mean, you can't fat shame somebody who's dead.
Well, you can fat shame anybody, but isn't that disgraceful that funeral homes are charging fat people more for their coffins? Oh my God, shut them down! Boycott them!
Here,
how dare they?
A little child's coffin is obviously going to be cheaper than a big, huge, 6'2" tall.
It says here, an oversized coffin for a larger person who is deceased will cost higher because more material is
required to make it, yeah.
Not rocket science.
What's the comparison with an airline seat?
It's a very bloody obvious comparison.
How?
Because more material, more fuel. More material, more fuel. Not... 3/4, maybe more, of people who are overweight, it's because of a lifestyle that they lead. Would you agree with that?
In a lot of cases,
if you're going to eat a bucket of KFC for your dinner every day, you're going to be fat. Who's to blame? Colonel Sanders? No, answer the question. Is Colonel Sanders to blame for you being fat?
But you want to penalise those people who...
Sanders or Saunders?
I don't care. Eddie!
Adrian, did you just say thin air or thin air? Listen, here's my two bobs worth on this, right? Nobody wants to get on the plane and fucking sit beside a big fat slob for a few hours. But unfortunately, it's the chance you take. You fucking book a ticket and you sit down and someone gets in beside you. You just have to lump it, you know? And you're saying there, should they make extra wide seats and charge people? That's not going to happen. Flights, they tend to cram on as many seats as possible so they can make more money. And if they take a few of the normal seats out to put a few large seats in, say you're on a short haul flight and you can pay an extra tenner for the seat, you'll just go, fuck it, I'm only going to be on it for 60 minutes. Most of Ryanair's flights are short, so you'll just chance around, and then those seats would end up not being taken up and they lose revenue. You know, it's just one of them where you fucking buy a ticket and you take your chances. Is it nice? No. We've all probably been beside a fucking large person on a plane, but that's just a look at a draw.
It's the Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon, a podcast from Ireland with a difference.
Now, just referring back to Eddie's message that I played a second ago, I had an experience 7 or 8 years ago coming home from New Zealand, yeah, the other side of the world, on a 17-hour flight. Myself and my wife were at the window in the middle aisle, and the guy beside me was... literally pouring into my seat.
You're fetching him now, are you?
No.
Well, you are. Yeah.
But let me finish the conversation.
He was
a big guy. Yeah, he was huge.
You're fetching him.
But my point was, I just turned around and I was fortunate that my wife was sitting beside me. It was uncomfortable, but do I think this guy should be charged extra money? No, he did fit in the seat. He was just big. Alan, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Alan?
How are you doing? Great show, lad.
Thanks very much indeed, Alan. Should people who are bigger be charged more money to go on an aeroplane?
I would go as far as saying that there should be special planes for people of that sort.
Oh, Jesus. Meaning what? If you're over a certain weight?
With wider seats. wider seats, larger seats, less, inconvenience for the, let's just say, average-sized people.
Okay, so Terminal 2 in Dublin Airport at gate number 303 is the flight to London for average-sized people, and then in gate 304 is the flight to London for big, fat people. I mean, listen to yourself.
But look, I know you're saying the shame of it. These people are going to go to these sunny holiday days and they have no shame. They're going to sit around in bikinis and, around the place. They don't have any shame, these people. Some of these, I've gone to places in America and I've seen these people and they sit on beaches and, my God, they are huge. Americans are huge. And we're going that way. I think that more people have worse health throughout the causes of being obese than they do actually having health conditions and then getting obese.
Okay, so what way would you like to see this being done? Is it a case of you rock up to Dublin Airport, you're checking your bags in, you have to weigh your bags, obviously, and if they're overweight, you have to pay extra, and then you have to stand on the scales yourself, do you?
No, I think there should be seats on a plane that could cater for people, without saying anything. They should designate them a seat.
But how is that done? Is that somebody approaching you and saying, Alan, I'm really sorry, you are too big for the average seat. We're going to have to get you to sit in a fat seat.
Well, no, they don't have to say anything. They don't have to say anything. They don't have to shame the person or anything. They can just take one look and then, make a decision. Like most airplanes, you can actually lift up the handle of one of the seats and a person can sit there for whatever reason.
You see, again, it's the public humiliation is the thing here.
But you see, we're getting too sensitive. Are we not getting too sensitive now?
You're not the one who's carrying the extra weight.
No, but are we not getting too sensitive with these things now? Like years ago, if people were larger than the norm, but nowadays it's like you can't say anything about anybody anymore without getting into trouble.
No, and look, I understand the point you're making, but I'm going to drag this back to how humiliating it is for somebody who's overweight to be told either you have to pay more money or you have to sit in the fat seats down the back or whatever the case may be.
Before Alan does, a lot of things are humiliating for overweight people. At the school sports day a couple of months ago before the summer, we were doing the parents race and there was overweight fathers there, fathers who were very, very overweight, who came paddy last. In fact, one of them fell over himself because he was so overweight he couldn't run a bath, never mind a race. So people who are overweight meet these obstacles. It's not easy being overweight, okay? You meet these obstacles when you go to the cinema, I'm sure, and you can't sit down in the seat. You meet the obstacles when you're sitting on a bus. You meet these obstacles when you want to get pregnant. A doctor will tell you, if you're grossly overweight and you try to get pregnant, the doctor will, the first thing...
No, I understand all of what you're saying. But you now want to... This is all about penalising people.
Don't be making out that fat people are these little snowflakes.
But hang on. You arrive at the airport, tut, 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 you're far too fat. We need more money off you. To sit in the fat person's seat.
That's not the way it happens, though. You're making...
But how can it happen? Be logical here. So you in Fuerteventura a few weeks ago, you rocked up, you weighed your case, you went, we're 4 kilos over, and you had to pay extra money, yeah?
Yeah.
How do you do it other than weighing human beings in order to find out that they're overweight?
As Lola was saying at the start of the show, I don't know if...
Well, you fill out a form online.
Yeah, you fill out
nobody will tell the truth.
No, but then... It's up to the crew to be able to spot. Like the crew can spot if your bag is overweight. Like if you're trying to bring a bag on board and you're saying it's 10 kg and it's breaking your arm, they can spot these things. So it's not rocket science.
So then you pull somebody out of the line to get on the airplane.
No. I suggest you have what's called a fat buzzer in the airport. And lights go off.
Buzzer.
Yeah, the lights go off. They go, woo, woo, woo. Fat person trying to board plane. Don't be ridiculous.
But no, okay. How do you do it?
I don't know. I'm not an airline.
The point I'm trying to make, and Alan, this is the point I would say to you, it is extremely difficult to enforce a policy of either charging people extra money or charging them to buy a second seat against their will. They didn't book a second seat without causing some form of humiliation.
Well, yeah, I would agree. Something would have to happen in order to this happen. And these people going on holidays, they would be aware of this. would they not? No, if the rules changed.
Adrian is trying to make it that the overweight people are actually stupid. And in fact, the father that day that fell over himself because he couldn't run a bath, never mind race, he joked about it at the end of the race. I remember him coming over to me saying,
I'd say he laughed for hours over it.
He did, he actually did. And he was like, Jesus Christ, it shows you how long it's been since I run. I need to get back to the gym. Adrian thinks that fat people are in denial. They don't realise how fat they are. They know how fat they are.
No, that's not what I'm saying. I'm talking about the humiliation. The literally degrading somebody because they're overweight. Sorry, you have to pay more money. You have to pay more money.
So can I just bang my head against the table? No, Kathleen has been on. She says, oh, Jeremy, you're a fool. Disgraceful, suggesting that we have a buzzer in the airport for fat people.
No, he was being tongue-in-cheek.
Sorry, is that not obvious that I was being tongue-in-cheek?
No, obviously not.
Obviously not.
Lorraine.
Hi, guys. How are you? Lorraine here. I think it's fat shame to the highest degree. Some people who are overweight don't choose to be overweight. They could be on steroids, they could be on tablets that make them overweight. There is some people that choose it, but there is some people that isn't. But the sad thing of this is, if it was the other end of the spectrum and people were anorexic and people were overly skinny, there'd be a hell of a lot more sympathy. We seem to just seem to fat shame people. Good topic, though.
Opinions Matter. Opinions Matter. With Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon. A daily podcast from Ireland about opinions.
Gavin, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Gavin?
Jeremy, how are you?
That's Gavin. How are you?
Yeah, I'm asking Jeremy how he is from yesterday.
I'm grand. We talked.
I was wondering, he walked off stage because of me.
Yeah, we'll talk about it in a while, Gavin. Yeah.
It was because of Gavin that you stormed out of the studio.
I have to admit, Adrian, I agree with you again.
Good.
I agree with you again. No, like, Jeremy is disgrading fat people.
And is that okay? Is there not an argument to be made? I'm just playing devil's advocate here. Is there not an argument to be made that if you are carrying much more weight than the average person, that you should have to pay extra to be on the plane, just like you have to pay extra if your bag's too heavy?
Bags too heavy? No, well, look, you don't have to pay extra for being heavy. Like, that's just like saying somebody because they're black, they have to fucking pay because they're black and everybody else is white. That's discrediting people. Like, a person's Chinese and he's paying because the whole place is Irish. The second place is stopping to anybody at a pub like we were talking about yesterday. They can't stop because they're a different race. Because they're fat, like, they can't go on the plane the same as the rest of them.
Okay, they can do something about their body weight.
What can they do?
Lose weight. It may be very difficult, it may be very hard, but it can be done.
It can be done, but who are you or me to say or tell them what they want to be or what they want to do?
Okay, but you know that extra weight, the heavier an airplane is, the more fuel it uses up, okay? So we all accept that, is that right? So this should apply, should it not, to human beings. If you're taking more weight on the plane, you're costing the airline more money in fuel, and therefore you should have to pay more money.
Well, there should be an issue about it, because it's not affecting you or me or the passenger. It's affecting the person who's driving the plane. So if the person who's driving the plane wants to bring a heavier person on it, that's on them. It's not on you or me to decide who goes on the plane and who doesn't. It's up to the people who own the airplane. Who own it, like, if they want to say, I don't want to bring heavy people have to say it.
No, but then,
we can make a decision for them.
No, well, obviously it's the airline that will decide, but how would you feel about an airline making that decision?
I wouldn't care, because I still get over there either way. So I wouldn't care if there's a fat person or a light person, I'm still paying the same money.
But
like, they're not going to change the price. They're not going to change the prices because the fat people go. They're making money the way they are now. They're not just going to cut down the money.
But I had to pay, Gavin, I had to pay €48 because my bag was slightly overweight because my kids put a load of toys and shite in the bag when we were flying back. Why should I have to pay £48 extra because my bag was a bit over, whereas people who were overweight because of poor lifestyle choices and poor diet don't have to pay a penny more? That is not fair.
Well, I wouldn't have done that in the first place. I would have took out the tires and fucked them in the bin and fucking told them to get them when they go home.
Well, I should have actually done that.
And
you know what it was?
I wouldn't have paid for them.
It wasn't even toys, lads. You know what it was? It was those, you know those, you can only get them in Spain. Have you ever seen those big Chubba Chub lollipops that are the size of a football? They bought three of those bloody Chubba Chub lollipops that weighed an absolute ton. And those Chubba Chub lollipops cost us £48 in baggage. I should have fucked them in. Sorry, I should have thrown them in the bin.
Thrown them in the bin. Nicola, you're on Opinions Matter. Hiya, Nicola.
How are you, Adrian?
Good, thanks, Nicola. What did you want to say on this? Should people who are overweight or obese be charged extra money to fly in an aeroplane?
Well, if they're spilling into the next seat, yeah. And that's coming from someone that was heavy.
And were you so heavy that you were spilling into the next seat?
No, well, it was a size 22 to a 24, but I fit in a Ryanair seat all right. I never had to get a belt extender around.
Okay, but it was a bit of a struggle, was it?
No. Not okay, a Ryanair flight, no.
If you'd been any bigger, do you think we should have had to pay?
Yeah, if I was bigger and sitting, like, going into the next seat, yeah, then I would, yeah.
And what size?
If I'm going to take up two seats or like one and a half, I should have to pay for the half seat.
Now, what size did you say you wear at your biggest size?
22 to a 24.
Yeah, because I'm looking, I just Googled what a size 24 woman is. Jesus, that's. And were you not.
Listen, I'm 5'9". So I carried me weight. Like, I'll send you a picture. I carried me weight well. Now I'm 60. I'm 60 kgs now and I'm underweight from my height.
And how, if you don't mind me asking, if it's two person, don't answer, how did you get to that size? Was it a medical condition? Was it medication or just...
How did I get fat?
Yeah, I didn't want to ask it like that. But yeah, how did you become fat? There you go.
I don't know, because I eat more now and I'm skinny now. I can't put weight on. I eat more now than I did when I was bigger.
Well, fair play to you for losing.
How I lost it all, I got an overactive thyroid gland.
See, it could have been a thyroid thing. And again, I have so much sympathy for people who have thyroid issues because of their weight. But... again, if you're eating KFC and McDonald's five times a week, I've no sympathy at all.
But again, going back to the point, if you're so large that you're spilling into the seat beside you, you believe that you should be charged more money.
Yeah. If your bags are overweight, they charge you.
Yep.
Okay, so how practically do you enforce this? Okay, so somebody gets on the plane and they're huge. Yep. And they can fit their arse in between the armrests, but they're huge and they're pouring into the seat beside them. Yeah, does somebody come over to them and then say, "I'm sorry, Nicola, you're pouring into that seat next to you. Can I have another 50 quid or 100 quid, please?"
Yeah, well, the price of that sheet or the price of the seat that I'm spilling into should be included in my fare. Yeah.
But at this stage, the plane is full. There are no spare seats.
Well, then it's like this fat fuck off.
What, just get off the plane?
Yeah. And I'm the fat one being told to get off. Yeah, if I'm going to be spilling into someone else, why should I pay for a seat that someone else is after paying the exact same price for, but they're not comfortable because my size?
And this is coming from a former fat person, Adrian.
I'm aware of that.
I was fat.
And again,
I'm looking at you now. You look great now. Fair play to you for losing all the weight.
Thanks, but I can't take any credit for that. Like I said, I got Graves' disease.
I know, but you look absolutely brilliant.
Thanks very much.
Doesn't she? Mm-hmm. Like, fair play to you. But you wouldn't have had a problem back in the day if they had to say, get off the plane, fatty.
No, because now I don't see why my size should impede other people.
Exactly, Adrian. That's all we've been saying.
Yeah, but
thanks, Nicola.
We're going to get to the stage then of literally throwing people off aeroplanes because they're a bit fat.
Sorry, someone just messaged us. I missed this. Did someone compare being overweight to being black?
The previous caller did, yeah.
How did I miss that little jab?
He said you can't discriminate against people. It's like discriminating against people and saying you're black, you're not getting on the plane.
Oh.
That's what he said.
Why didn't I hear that first time around?
I don't know. You weren't listening, obviously.
Can I address that issue?
No, it's you a completely choose, separate conversation.
You choose to be overweight. You don't choose.
No, you don't always choose to be overweight. Well, isn't that the point?
Everybody's born the same size.
Well, they're not, actually. Baby weight is different. Every baby is a different weight.
That was actually a stupid thing.
It was a
Can
stupid
we edit
thing.
That out of the
no,
podcast?
No, it's staying in just to make you sound like an ignoramus.
That bit will be edited out of the
no,
podcast.
No, it won't.
No, sorry. What I meant to say was, yeah, we let it that bit out.
We
come in just here. There we go. Now, can I just say something?
As you're obviously listening to this, you know I didn't edit it out.
I mean, start it here. That's the whole expression, big boned. I hate that expression, big boned, because everybody has the same size bones. If you...
And babies are all born different weights.
What are you bringing up babies for? That hasn't even been mentioned.
It was mentioned, I just didn't edit it out. You see? Thank you for listening to this latest edition of Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy. If you enjoyed this podcast, please hit subscribe or follow. Click on the little bell icon on Spotify, and that way you'll get a notification each and every time we upload a new episode. I'm Adrian, he's Jeremy. Thanks for listening, and we'll catch you on the next one.